From Quality Radio Productions, it's Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the program with music of Tommy Bolin and Energy. The band was formed in the early 70s in Boulder, Colorado, combining elements of rock, blues, and jazz. And their debut recording was recorded in 1972, but at the time they could not secure a record contract, so the sessions went unreleased for well over two decades until the late 90s, when they were finally issued on CD as part of the Tommy Bolin archives. The album is self-titled, Energy, with Tommy Bolin on guitar, Tommy Stevenson keyboards, Stanley Sheldon bass, and Bobby Burge on drums. Most of the tracks also feature Jeff Cook or Gary Wilson on vocals, but this is one of the instrumentals, Hokkahe.
Thank you.
a set of jazz rock from 1972. We began with Tommy Bolin and Energy. From their self-titled debut album, we heard Hokkahe. And lastly, music from Larry Coryell on guitar, from one of many fusion bands Larry was involved with in the early 70s, the album Offering, first released on the Vanguard label, with Mike Mandel on keyboards, Steve Marcus on sax, Merv Bronson bass, and Harry Wilkinson on drums. We heard the opening track, Foreplay. In this segment of the program, we'll listen to one long piece of music performed by a duo, Sam Rivers on flute and Dave Holland on bass, from their second duet collaboration from 1976, aptly titled Volume 2. This is the piece which takes up all of the A side of the LP, Ripples. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sam Rivers on flute, Dave Holland on bass. Ripples, the A-side of their LP Volume 2, released in 1976 on Improvising Artists Incorporated. The B-side of the album is another sidelong improvisation with an aquatic theme. It's entitled Deluge, with Sam Rivers on piano instead of a reed instrument, and Dave Holland still on bass. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We will remain in a free improvisation mode for our final piece of the hour, and we'll hear another recording to feature the bass artistry of Dave Holland. This time from 1969 and a group fronted by pianist Chick Corea. I think this is one of Corea's lesser-known sessions from the late 60s, steeped heavily in avant-garde and experimentation. The album titled Is, with Chick on acoustic and electric piano, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Benny Maupin on sax, Hubert Laws piccolo flute, Dave Holland on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on the drums. The A side of the LP is a sidelong piece, the title piece, in fact, Is. We'll hear the opening cut of the B side, a slightly shorter improvisation, Jamala. music of Chick Corea, with Benny Maupin, Woody Shaw, Hubert Laws, Dave Holland, and Jack DeJohnette, respectively. Sessions recorded in May of 1969 for the Solid State label, and issued as the LP Is. We heard the opening cut of Side B, Jamala. Dave Holland and Chick Corea had collaborated together previously, some 7 months before these sessions, as part of the legendary In a Silent Way sessions of Miles Davis. And that's going to wrap it up for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to your company again soon for another exploration of the worlds of free improvisation, the avant-garde, and jazz fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.